Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everyone. Coming to you from my closet on this last day of 2016. I'm excited to talk to you today about why I teach. And it has to do with you. Why do I teach? Why have I been teaching this stuff for over 30 years? Why do I continue day in and day out to move bodies, to settle minds, to help people stabilize themselves? It's because I see brilliance. I see brilliance in you every single day. I see your potential. I sense it when you start to settle out of your busyness and allow yourself to experience your intelligence, your genius. And so it feels appropriate today on this December 31st to talk to you about what this 2017 could possibly look like for you if you start to trust that your brilliance is already right there, right here, right in this moment. What does that feel like? What would it feel like to be able to trust your brilliance, your aliveness? So I teach because I see every single day what happens when we start to settle down, when we move our body, when we sweat, when we breathe, when we find stillness, when we allow ourselves to be in silence. I see what emerges. I see it. Actually see people come alive in my classes. And I also trust it in myself because I've experienced it so many times in my own life. I know what it feels like to shut down, and I know what it feels like to then settle down and show up. We have this incredible capacity. You have this natural genius. It's already here. It's right here in this moment. And when you allow yourself to lay back, and in many ways it feels like putting down the baggage or laying down on your bed energetically, when you allow yourself to just be right here. You start to feel that intelligence, the genius, your capacity for greatness to emerge. It arises, it bubbles up. So, what if there was no better version of you out there? What if you put aside all of the have-tos, the shoulds, the big New Year's resolutions, and just committed to being, to getting to know what it feels like to be you in this moment, not carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, not worrying about who you are or who you aren't, or what anyone else is doing, but being. What if you committed to experiencing more and moving from that sense of being as opposed from the have-tos? I know this seems like a lot, but it really isn't. In many ways, it's the most natural thing possible. When you wake up beyond your busy mind, when you allow yourself to shift beyond the crazy busy, constant doing, constant thinking, constant list making. And I'm talking to you from my own experience, by the way. When you allow yourself to wake up and stand in the center of the moment you're living in, you will sense your aliveness. You will sense this brilliance, this brightness, this genius, the direction that is always naturally emerging within you. We don't have to recreate the wheel. We don't have to figure out anything. We don't need to stick to resolutions and to create these huge goals. I mean, that's fine to get to get some bearing on what it is you're intending. And I have no problem with that. In fact, I have my own intentions. But to get underneath the intentions, to get underneath the goals, and to really become familiar with what it feels like to just be here. I've talked about it a lot this year in many episodes, being versus doing, experiencing more instead of thinking more. How do we do this? The steps are pretty simple. They're so simple that we often just step right over them. We don't believe that it could be that easy to tap into our potential. And so here it goes. Get to know what your busy mind is so busy doing. Get to know your mental patterns, your habits. Get to know what got you to this place in your life. When you start to really look at the patterns and habits that you habitually or unconsciously run through every single day, you can start to really shift the tectonic plates in your life. When you start to break and dissolve these habits that are no longer serving you, you get underneath them. And you allow that brilliance, the genius, to emerge. It's like pulling up a big rock on a creek. You know, when you lift up the rock and you move it into another place, it changes the flow of the water. And that's what this first step is doing. We are changing the way energy moves through us by just starting to look at our mental patterns and our habits. How do you do that? Well, many practices. Any kind of practice that allows you to get still and be silent can help you to start to really see clearly what it is you're thinking every day. I notice that in myself. I see myself comparing. You know, who doesn't compare? You go on Facebook, you go on the internet, and you see somebody else doing something that you'd like to do, and automatically you're in a spiral. You're out of control, spiraling. Why am I not this? I should be doing that. But if you can catch yourself comparing early on, then you may not spiral as far down that path. And this is how, over time, you start to dissolve those patterns that are no longer helpful. So getting to know what your busy mind is so busy doing. You can do it through a yoga practice. You can do it through a seated meditation practice, through a breathing exercise, through morning contemplation, through an evening walk under the stars. When you start to really get curious about what your mind is doing, all of a sudden now, you're starting to see patterns more clearly. So just unblocking those patterns can really help you to start to trust the potential, the intelligence, and the genius that is already right here at your fingertips. The second thing that you can do, besides getting to know what your busy mind is so busy doing, is to really start to trust that you can settle down enough that you get to experience what it's like to be present. This is what I really feel so passionate about talking about, writing about, teaching about. When we start to directly experience being present more often, we start to trust that it's not some peak experience. It's actually the most ordinary, natural thing that we can do, which is just to be here now. We just don't recognize it because we're busy doing and thinking. What does it feel like to just be present? Is there an energy about it? Is there a physicality? Is there an aliveness? It's going to be different and the same for all of us. Those moments when you just feel at ease, when you feel like all is well, when you feel engaged and connected, Those are moments of being present. So start to recognize and trust that you can be present more often. When you're cooking, when you're working, when you're driving, when you're walking, whatever you're doing. First, I'm going to review. Get to know what your busy mind is so busy doing. Second, start to trust that you can be present more often. It's right there. It's here in the next moment and the next and the next. There's always another opportunity to show up right here, right now. And third, start to experience when you shine. Those moments when you feel your genius emerge, and we all have it. And it has nothing to do with your bank account, and it has nothing to do with your Facebook likes. It has everything to do with what it feels like to be right in the center of the moment, whether you're cooking an awesome meal, or you're playing the piano just for fun, or you're doing a keynote speech, or your whatever it is. I was boxing yesterday with my daughter in this great class, and I just felt myself shining as I was pounding on the pads, right? I felt myself fully present, fully in flow, right in the center of the moment, and I felt like myself. Experience your brilliance. Whether it be the three breaths that you are totally focused in your warrior pose, or that moment that you just sit and pause and reflect on your day. We've got this right at our fingertips. We don't need Madison Avenue to continue to tell us the three things we need to do to feel this way, or the five things we need to do or buy to succeed. It's right here, folks. I see it every day. Our potential to shine is in this moment. And in this moment, on the verge, right here, right now, start to get to know what your busy mind is so busy doing. It's going to help you see what is blocking you from showing up. Two, settle down. Settle down and trust that just being present is enough. Just being here in this moment to smell the coffee. Just being here to greet the person when you're buying coffee. Just being in every moment is going to be enough. Third, experience your brilliance. Allow yourself to experience your brilliance. You don't need to do anything more, but just be. Breathing helps. Being quiet in silence helps. Being still physically helps. Pausing between activities, between transitions, helps. These are all little reminders that help us to get to know what our busy mind is so busy doing, to start to trust that we can settle down enough and be present, and then to just give yourself the permission to shine. And I wish you all a fantastic 2017. Let's get underneath it all, underneath all of the busyness this year. Let's just tap into that natural genius that's emerging in every moment. I'm right here with you, and I'm so honored to be able to connect with you in this way. I feel so grateful to be able to stand in my closet and to share my passion and to actually have people listen to it. So for that, I am so grateful, and I look forward to continuing this conversation well into 2017. Happy New Year.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. and help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.